I wonder what it is about our shared human nature that makes it easier for us to pick up on the flaws and shortcomings of others, easier than to pay attention to what folks do right. But we do that. We're quick to notice when someone has dropped the ball or missed the mark or flat out failed. We're slow to pay attention to the reality that most of us do pretty well most of the time. Granted, there's some downright rotten eggs, but thankfully they are few and far between. Our scripture readings today, if interpreted from a position of sniffing out wrongdoing or sins, seems to give us all the encouragement we need. In Ezekiel, we hear that we are to warn the wicked to turn from their ways. In Paul's letter to the Romans, we have a partial list of the shall nots from the Ten Commandments, followed with a list of how to and not to live. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus tells his followers how to confront a person in the church who has sinned against them. The translation of the Greek word ecclesia to church seems a little bit out of place coming from the mouth of Jesus, since there is no church, per se, before the resurrection. And this is not a post-resurrection conversation Jesus is having. It would probably be more accurate in this instance to use the word assembly rather than church. If anyone in the assembled group or even community sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. And certainly, this passage and others have been used by some as marching orders to run around pointing out the sins and shortcomings of others. But if we turn these passages over and look at them from another side, I think that we will find out what these passages are about is how to live together as the beloved community. And that is what the followers of Jesus, the children of God, are. A beloved community. And this is how we are to live together, and moreover, in the world. And if we look at what these passages say about how to live together as the beloved community of followers of Jesus, what we find always is that the overarching theme is love. Paul points that out in this part of the letter to the Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. He then follows that with excerpts from the law, using them as examples of how we live in love with one another. And we do well to remember here that we are not in any way talking about living in love with one another as a sort of gushy, heart-throbbing, pulse-quickening eros love, but in care and concern and giving of self to the other, no strings attached, kind of agape love. If we think about agape, the sort of love that gives and gives with no expectation of anything in return, we see how that can play out in our lives, both here within the beloved community and out into the world. These days, our opportunities to practice this agape are plenteous and will be more. Texas is still reeling from the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, and Florida, and maybe even as far north as here, will be deeply and seriously affected by Hurricane Irma, and there are two more hurricanes on her heels. Mexico is suffering after a level 8 earthquake. The whole creation seems to be in an uproar, and there will be, and already have been, those who have been quick to point out the sins of humanity that led to this wrath of God. That sort of finger-pointing and blaming seems contrary to the peacemaking, self-giving, no-strings-attached agape that we are told to model with each other and with the whole world. as people are uprooted and forced to leave their homes and their lives, not knowing what they will find when they return, patience may wear thin, and uncertainty may tax nerves, and tempers may flare. It is not our job to point that out or notice the times in which folks do not behave in the ways that we determine that they should. And it is certainly not our job as the beloved community to broadcast, either with our mouths or with our fingers on our social media sites, how we have been personally or corporately wronged. It is our job to love, to give those in need and care deeply for those around us, even if they seem unlovable in every way. As the days wear on, the needs around us may seem overwhelming. So often we think that there is nothing we can do, but there is always something that we can do. There will be opportunities to help that come to each of us. Some will be called to go out and help. Others will be called to stay here and help, providing housing or food or other sorts of support. Some of us have sent or will send financial assistance, and some of us have prayed without ceasing. And all of these ways of caring are of equal value. Each of us has been given our own unique gifts and will be asked to use these gifts for the good of the world. Each smile, each hug, each word of encouragement or note of concern impacts the world in a positive way. In the midst of unknowing and uncertainty about the future, there are opportunities for us to live out our lives as the beloved community in agape love, offering our unique gifts to those who God puts in front of us, not looking to see what is wrong, but encouraging and helping to make things right. Amen.